All right. Speaking of help, on March 7th, we had Katie Gray on this program. She is the strategic communications manager for the Toronto Zoo. And we talked about all kinds of cool upcoming events. In fact, there was one that I had already marked in my book to go to, this moon thing that they had going. But lo and behold, a few days after Katie was on, we went into this shutdown. The pandemic hit. And we closed everything up. So we thought it'd be great to catch up again to find out now what do we do with the zoo and what's happening there. To help us through that today is the Chief Executive Officer of the Toronto Zoo, Dolph Dion. Good morning, Dolph.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining us this morning. One of the things I said at the top of the program, you know, most of us, when you think in terms of closing the business down, you think of, closing the shutters and turning the lights off, and that's it. We'll see you when we get back out. But in your case, nothing could be further from the truth. We've got animals, and they need to be maintained and cared for during this shutdown. And we wanted to talk to you about how do you even do something like that?
Yeah, well, a pandemic certainly creates an interesting dynamic, and we have a pretty simple philosophy, which is we're going to care for these animals no matter what. And our team, you know, saw this coming and, you know, had done quite a bit of emergency planning, nothing quite at this scale, but it put a lot of thought into how do we divide up our teams? How do we have the isolation required? How do we have the food reserves required to be able to weather, you know, a longer term interruption like this? So they had had a lot of the systems in place. And then we have this phenomenal animal care team who are always thinking a few steps ahead, always wondering about better ways to meet their animal needs and thinking about risk. So they've done a great job preparing. So now we have two separate crews that are completely isolated from one another. Of course, those cleaning protocols significantly ramped up and personal protective equipment becoming a normal in areas that historically we didn't have to think about quite as much. So those are some of the steps we're putting in place.
Now, I read an article recently that stated that it was in the range of $1 million a year just to feed the animals at the zoo. Obviously, you know, you don't have to be a mathematician to figure out if you have no income, it's going to be pretty hard to raise that $1 million. How are you guys coping with that?
So we're incredibly fortunate to be an agency of the City of Toronto, so we do get a lot of support from the Toronto, and right now that's come in the form of emergency funding to bridge us. But those costs are still real. Like you said, caring for animals, it's not like we can take a day off from feeding them, from looking after them, from giving them the diets they need, which are highly specialized. So our conservancy put out this incredible campaign called Zoo Food for Life to help offset those losses. Traditionally, parking revenue is directed straight over to animal care and animal feeding. So they put that campaign out, and it's been amazing. They've raised over $500,000 in a week.
Any programs that we can shout out for you here that may help? Have you got anything out there that folks can get involved in to maybe lend a little hand?
Yeah, we do. You know, they can go to our website and the Toronto Zoo Wildlife Conservancy or wildlifeconservancy.ca, and they're listed there. But support is a two-way street. We're doing daily Facebook Live videos at 1 o'clock. Gives people a little bit of break if they're in self-isolation, gives them a glimpse into our zoo, which while it's closed, you can still virtually visit. Also on Thursdays and Tuesdays at 11 a.m., we have school programming that's available. So we're trying to connect people to the work we're doing. You know, our vision is connecting people, animals, and conservation science to fight extinction. And even though we're in a pandemic, that doesn't stop.
Keep up the good work, my friend, and let's stay in touch and see if we can keep these animals happy. They don't know what's going on. They see masks and stuff, but I'm sure they don't know what's going on. So let's do our best to see if we can keep them healthy and happy. Thanks for joining us this morning, Dolph.
Thank you. Have a great day.
The CEO of the Toronto Zoo, Dolph DeYoung, and if you want to get more information, you can go to torontozoo.com. Now, interesting, he said that every day they allow folks to you have a peek at their zoo through video. Well, we did that yesterday. I'm going to talk about that and a whole lot more when we come back. Don't you dare go away. More Journal right after this.